Easy English. John, chapter 9. Jesus makes a man able to see. While Jesus was walking along, he saw a certain man. This man had been unable to see since he was born. Jesus' disciples asked him, "Teacher, why was this man born unable to see? Was it because he himself did something wrong, or was it because his parents did something wrong?" Jesus answered, "It was not because either this man or his parents did something wrong. It happened so that God could show his work in this man. While it is still day, we must continue to work. We must do the work of him who sent me. We must work now, because it will be night soon. Then nobody can work. While I am in the world, I am the world's light." When Jesus had finished speaking, he spat, sent water from his mouth, on the ground. He mixed it on the ground so that he made mud. Then he put some of the mud on the eyes of the man who was unable to see. Jesus said to him, "Go and wash in the Siloam pool." The name Siloam means sent. So the man went there, and he washed himself. When he returned, he could see. Then people who knew the man began to talk about him. Also, people who had seen him before spoke to each other about him. They had seen him when he was asking for money. They asked, "Is this the man who sat here? Is this the man who asked for money?" Some people said, "Yes, it is him." But other people said, "No, it is someone who is very like him." So the man himself said, "I am that man." Then they asked him, "How did you become able to see?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made some mud. He put the mud on my eyes. Then he sent me to wash in the Siloam pool. So I went there, and I washed, and then I could see." They asked him, "Where is this man?" He replied, "I do not know." The Pharisees talked to the man who had been unable to see. The people brought the man who had been unable to see to the Pharisees. Jesus had made the mud, and then he had caused the man to see on a Sabbath day. So the Pharisees asked the man again, "How did you become able to see?" The man replied, "Jesus put mud on my eyes. Then I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man, Jesus, cannot have come from God. He does not obey the rules about the Sabbath day." But other Pharisees said, "Nobody who is sinful could do great things like this." So they did not agree with each other. The Pharisees spoke again to the man who had been unable to see. They said, "What do you yourself say about this man who has made you able to see?" The man replied, "He is a prophet." The Jews' leaders did not want to believe that the man had really been unable to see. They did not want to believe that he had become able to see. So they sent people to ask the man's parents to come to them. They asked the parents, "Is this your son? You say, when he was born he was unable to see, but now he can see. How did this happen?" The parents replied, "We know that this is our son, and when he was born he was unable to see. We know that too. But we do not know how he can see now. And we do not know who made him able to see. Ask him. He is old enough. He himself can answer." The man's parents said these things because they were afraid of the Jews' leaders. The Jews' leaders did not want anyone to say that Jesus was the Christ. They had already agreed to punish anyone who said that. The leaders would not let anyone like that belong to the synagogue. That is why the man's parents said, "Ask him. He is old enough." So the leaders asked again to speak to the man who had been unable to see. They said to him, "Promise that you will speak only true things. Promise that in front of God. We know that this man is sinful." The man replied, "I do not know whether he is sinful or not, but I do know one thing. I was unable to see, and now I can see. I do know that." Then they asked him, "What did he do to you? How did he make you able to see?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" Then they were very angry with him. They shouted at him, "You are that man's disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not even know where this man comes from." The man answered, "That is a very strange thing. You do not know where Jesus comes from, but it was he who made me able to see. We know that God does not listen to sinful people, but God does listen to some people. People who believe how great he is. People who do what he wants them to do. He does listen to those people. We know that. Nobody before has ever made a man able to see who was born unable to see. Since the world began, nobody has ever done that. Surely, this man who made me able to see has come from God. Unless he came from God, he could not do anything." The Jews' leaders answered, "You have always been sinful. Since the day that you were born, you cannot try to teach us." And they threw him out. Jesus came to cause people really to see. Jesus heard that the Jews' leaders had thrown the man out. So he found the man. And Jesus asked him, "Do you believe the Son of Man?" The man answered, "Sir, please tell me who he is. Then I can believe him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. It is he who is talking to you now. I am he." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe. he bent down on his knees and he worshipped Jesus. Then Jesus said, I came into this world to show what people are really like. So then, those people who do not see will be able to see, and those people who do see will become unable to see. Some of the Pharisees who were there with him heard this. They asked Jesus, Do you mean that we are unable to see also? Jesus said to them, If you were unable to see, you would not have done anything wrong. But you say that you can see. So that means that you are still continuing to do something wrong.